Welcome, welcome, welcome into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Nate Albarea. Thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Thanks for checking out the website. Tell a friend, worldsoccertalk.com. Get involved in the Twitter dialogue, that wild thing known as the Twitter sphere. If you want to call me a, quote, piss-drunk San Jose Earthquakes fan who is still bitter over Landon Donovan's departure 10 years ago, or if you want to tell me that you love the show and tell me about how you don't miss a single episode, either way, whatever you want to send me, get at me at NateWST on Twitter. All of us at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA for updates on the program. Derek Ray is going to be joining us in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio, a legend of the footballing microphone and a great friend and mentor for yours truly. Cannot wait to get Derek into the thick of this thing here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Now, if you follow me on Twitter or you follow us on Twitter, you may have seen what I'm coming up with today. It is the World Soccer Talk Radio Guest 11. The whole MLS All-Star Game and a number of people's opinions around the MLS All-Star Game, it had me in an all-star mood, and I wanted to form my own all-star team. And so I've begun to come up with the World Soccer Talk Radio Guest 11. We have had some fantastic ex-players and even current players on this show, and check out on Twitter what I've come up with. I don't have a midfield right now. I'm the manager of this team. I'm running a 3-4-3 formation. We've got Tony Meola in goal. I'll start with that. Meola in goal. You can't go wrong there. A strong three-man back line and a three-man strike force that is a force to be reckoned with. Check that out on Twitter. We'll talk about it at the end of the show. I'll let you know who's up front for the World Soccer Talk Radio Guest 11. And we're still taking tryouts for midfielders. We need midfielders for this team. Derek Ray with us on the other side of the break right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Are you sick and tired of cable and satellite prices going up and up and up? If you're a sports fan like me, one of the main reasons you're keeping your TV subscription is to watch ESPN. But did you know that you can cut the cord, cancel your TV subscription, and watch ESPN live and legally on your computer, tablet, Roku, or phone, and save a ton of money? With a subscription to Sling TV, you can watch all the ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, TBS, and AMC that you want. Plus, you also get the SEC Network, ESPN Bases Loaded, ESPN Buzzer Beater, Univision, and much more. From SportsCenter to Hoops, Sling TV has got the best in live sports action and commentary. And today, you can get a free 7-day trial to Sling TV just by going to slingmytv.com. Again, to get a 7-day free trial to Sling TV, go to slingmytv.com today. That's slingmytv.com.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com. If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Nate Abarea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. It is a great privilege to welcome in Mr. Derek Ray, a true legend of the soccer microphone, a great friend and mentor of yours truly. Derek, pleasure to have you on the show. How you doing, sir?
I'm very well, Nate. Great to hear your voice and great to be on your show.
So before we get into this footballing extravaganza here on a glorious Friday on World Soccer Talk Radio, you are a man that takes tastefully exquisite holidays when you can. Tell us where the summer has taken you. We're in late July coming into the club season all around Europe. Talk about what the summer has been for you here in 2015.
Well, I have to be honest, Nate, the summer for me has actually been a switch-off summer. We don't get too many of them in the commentary business, as you know. It's usually one tournament and then another tournament. But this was the summer for me without a tournament. So where did I spend my time? The answer was back in what I regard really as my spiritual home in many respects, Massachusetts, where I still have many connections. My wife's from there. So it was great to catch up with family and friends. Three blissful weeks in the sun in June on the North Shore of Massachusetts. And, of course, I got to watch the Women's World Cup, but more or less in its entirety, and forget about the normal responsibilities. So one of my more enjoyable trips, I have to say.
Now, there have been times in recent years where you have covered the Scottish Premiership, the Italian Serie A, the German Bundesliga, and the FA Cup in England simultaneously. And talk about what 2015, 2016 is going to be like for you. What are you most looking forward to? And what are the jobs here this upcoming club season?
Well, it's going to be more of the same, really. It's going to be, first and foremost, the Scottish Premiership, which I regard as my favourite league because it's where I'm from, Scotland. And it will always hold a very special place in my heart. So I'll have more than 40 live games from the Scottish Premiership and actually a few from the Scottish Championship as well. But we start with Hearts against St Johnstone this Sunday. More Bundesliga, more Serie A, more of the French League and the various other leagues that I do for BT Sport, which, as you know, is one of the main broadcasting players here in the UK nowadays. But the big addition for us is the Champions League, and it's an exclusive deal. It's something very new here in this part of the world. One broadcasting entity has the whole Champions League. So it's extremely exciting for all of us involved with it. As you know, Nate, the Champions League was very important to me as a commentator for quite some time, talking to American viewers and also viewers in other parts of the world, but first and foremost to the United States. And of course, we lost those rights in my ESPN days, and that really was what started the whole business of being back here in the UK, initially flying back and forth from the States for 1 year, that season 2009-2010 with ESPN, and then moving back here to London in 2010. And that's where I remain. That's where I'm talking to you, right on the Heathrow flight path. So apologies if you do hear a little bit of background noise.
We like to call it natural sound. It adds to the quality of the broadcast. Now, we'll talk about the Champions League days a little bit later in the program. And what I want to talk with you about now, though, and you segue into it perfectly, it's you in the last few years getting back to your Scottish roots. And tell us what that's been like over the last few years covering the Scottish Premiership. And tell the folks how that came about back in 2009, 2010, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Well, what happened was, obviously, ESPN had been the main broadcaster, actually the only broadcaster in the USA for the Champions League, and it was my bread and butter. And I put my heart and soul into it, and you know, I was lucky enough to do all the Champions League finals from 2004 until 2009 and most of the big games. But then the bombshell hit in 2008, 2009. ESPN were to lose those rights. They went to Fox, and it sort of... that I wasn't quite sure what the future held. I could have remained with ESPN. I could have continued to commentate for a worldwide audience and host the Press Pass program that I was doing. But all of a sudden, things changed in that summer of 2009. I was actually on holiday in Scotland at the time, and things happened very quickly because in that summer, Setanta, you might remember, in the UK, hit major financial problems. There were problems that were actually to see Setanta go bust, for want of a better way to put it. And ESPN stepped in and suddenly picked up a lot of Premier League rights and Scottish football rights in the UK. So a couple of calls were made to me in that summer. I'd already been thinking about it, I have to be honest. I'd been thinking about what I wanted to do next if the right circumstances were in place. And I'd made up my mind that if the right offer came to go back to the UK, then that was something I was very interested in. And so it came to pass. Scottish football, ESPN UK, they needed a commentator. My name came up. It was exactly what I was thinking at the same time as well. And so I spent a year, and this was the suggestion of my boss at the time, I spent a year flying back and forth across the Atlantic because I still had a job to do in the US, hosting Press Pass and doing a few other things, even though we lost the Champions League rights. So we did that for a year, and it was great fun. I have to say, I you know, found it quite exhilarating, although I was permanently tired. And my wife and I spoke about it that season. I think decided that we had to make a decision. Was it the USA? Was it the UK? We decided that we would move back to the UK permanently. And as I said, that's where we've been since 2010.
We got about 3 minutes before we're going to head to our first break, Derek. And I want to talk with you now about kind of your view of the Scottish game. And as a proud Scotsman yourself, who's seen firsthand both the glory days of Scottish football and let's just say the less glamorous days of Scottish football. Talk about what Scottish football means to you.
Well, it's our football, first and foremost. And when I say that, it's the Football League of Scots. And it doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter what Scot you come upon. There is that common currency of Scottish football. Now, I think to a lot of people who are not from Scotland, it means Celtic and Rangers. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't mean that to people from Scotland as well. But there's a rich tapestry of clubs that make up Scottish football. And, you know, it's just as important that you're a St Mirren fan or a Motherwell fan or a Ross County fan or a fan of a smaller club like Albion Rovers or Alloa. It's all part of the same currency. Now, you're right to say that things have changed a bit. I mean, when I was first broadcasting Scottish football back in the 80s, teams were going very... Second season as a commentator, Dundee United got to the UEFA Cup final, UEFA Cup as it was now the Europa League, got to the UEFA Cup final, lost to IFK Gothenburg. Aberdeen had won the Cup Winners' Cup 4 years before that. You know, we tended to think of our clubs at the time as clubs who would go far in Europe. Now, the whole landscape has changed, and you can, you know, get into it, whether it's the proliferation of countries in what was once the area that was the Soviet Union. You now have multiple countries, same with the Balkan states, and so on and so on. So it's more and more difficult. Bosman came in. That made it even more difficult as clubs just decided to buy success. And so those days are gone. Now, Scottish football, I think, did overspend for a long time. I think they got a bit carried away with being right on the board with England and seeing what was happening there. But things are evening out a little bit now. And I think in the last few years, it's been more about, you know, living within your means, bringing through young players, realizing that most of the clubs, in fact, all the clubs are selling clubs. Even Celtic, the champions, are a selling club to an extent. And that's where we are. But it's still incredibly important to the people of Scotland. And if you look at the statistics, it's just about top of Europe in terms of how many people in a particular country go to football each week per head of the population. Scotland is always up in the top three or four countries in Europe on that front. So I think we still have a lot going for us. We're a small country of 5 million.
We'll see what the Tartan Army's efforts to make the European Championships in 2016. We'll see how that goes and what that can do for Scottish football here in the years to come. Derek Ray with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Taking a break. Back after this on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Staying in Scotland, heading to Massachusetts, then heading to Istanbul a little later in the program. Stay tuned. We're back after this.
Soccer to go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com. If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Are you sick and tired of cable and satellite prices going up and up and up? If you're a sports fan like me, one of the main reasons you're keeping your TV subscription is to watch ESPN. But did you know that you can cut the cord, cancel your TV subscription, and watch ESPN live and legally on your computer, tablet, Roku, or phone and save a ton of money? With a subscription to Sling TV, you can watch all the ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, TBS, and AMC that you want. Plus, you also get the SEC Network, ESPN Bases Loaded, ESPN Buzzer Beater, Univision, and much more. From SportsCenter to Hoops, Sling TV has got the best in live sports action and commentary. And today, you can get a free 7-day trial to Sling TV just by going to slingmytv.com. Again, to get a 7-day free trial to Sling TV, go to slingmytv.com today. That's slingmytv.com.
Keep your summer going strong with great savings right now at Lowe's. Like $30 off select Project Source vanities, now only $39. Plus, save up to $20 off select paint and primer, stain and sealant, and resurfacers. Don't miss out on summer's biggest savings at Lowe's. Lowe's, never stop improving. Vanity offer valid 7/22 through 8/4. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Paint offer valid 7/22 through 8/17. Valid on 114 through 640 fluid ounce containers only. See store or Lowe's.com for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Nate Abarea and Derek Ray back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tweet me at NateWST. Tweet us at World Soccer Talk. Derek, let's stay in Scotland. Let's go to Aberdeen, and let's go back to when you were 15 years old, I believe, when you landed a gig with something known as a hospital radio station. And you talked about this quite a bit with yours truly over the years. And you talk about this period of time being a real important period of time and where you really cut your teeth as a broadcaster. Tell us about what a hospital radio station was at that time.
actually. I'm quite heartened to be able to say that they do still exist. And what they are, really, are services for patients in hospital. And the great thing is that many of the finest broadcasters here in the UK have indeed cut their teeth at hospital radio. And the idea is that you give the patient in a hospital in a particular area a personalised service so that you can guarantee in a hospital station that, for example, a dedication to somebody or a music request will get read out, will get fulfilled. You can cover local sports in a way that you can't elsewhere. You have to remember that at that time, you didn't really have a lot of local radio, certainly not the way you have in the States. There weren't licences handed out to local radio stations. So these were very specific. They were all volunteer-driven. And I think quite a few of the people who got involved were budding broadcasters. And I still say to young people nowadays who ask me, where should I get my start? I always say without hesitation, try and find a hospital radio station in the city or town where you live. So I presented myself as a youngster and made the tea, made the coffee, helped everybody out with the records, got on the air. And it was pretty clear, obviously, that football was my interest. And before I knew it, I was broadcasting the matches of Aberdeen to the hospitals of Aberdeen. And I'm not sure how many people were listening at the time, but I did bump into one or two now and again who said, oh, I was in hospital and I heard your commentary. That was fun to do. So that's how it started for me, 1982. And it was, of course, a very important era because a fellow by the name of Alex Ferguson was the Aberdeen manager. I wonder what happened to him. I've often wondered over the years if he went on to be successful somewhere else. But he was the Aberdeen boss, and Aberdeen were about to go through this incredible spell, which would see them win the Cup Winners' Cup, beating Real Madrid in the final. European Super Cup, they also won a few months later, beating Hamburg in the final. So it was a great time to be in Aberdeen. And I cherish the memories, and I've got a lot to be thankful to Hospital Radio for.
We'll talk definitely a little bit more about Alexander Chapman Ferguson a little bit later in the show. You knew him before Fergie time, before knighthood, and so definitely can't wait to hear some stories about early coverage of Alex Ferguson in Scotland. Now, you touched on this a little bit, and I'm curious to hear you elaborate a little bit more. Talk about what radio means to you, and not just soccer radio, not just sports radio, but the as a whole, the medium of radio. What does it mean to you to this day?
Radio to me is the theater of the mind. And I still feel quite powerfully about radio. I listen to it a lot. I think that the best radio communicators are artists, and I think they hone their craft constantly. But for the last, goodness knows how many years now, it would be going on for 25. Television has been my medium, so I've been out of the radio game, and I'm in awe of the very best radio commentators in all sports and all countries, and I still get a big kick out of listening to them. So it's the one thing about radio is that as the commentator, you are the event, and you had better realize that. So if your description is bad, then there is no event. Television's different because the trick in television is that you complement the picture. I always get a bit annoyed when people say, oh, I enjoyed your description of the game. I say, well, hang on, I wasn't describing the game on television. I was trying to find words that enhance the picture. Now, radio, you are describing. It is a descriptive medium. And so I think the very best radio commentators use wonderful adjectives, have magnificent turns of phrase. And, really, David Francie, who you won't know at this date, and most people outside Scotland would have heard of, he was my radio hero. And he was the one who encouraged me when I got in touch with him as a youngster, telling him that I wanted to be a commentator. He was the one who really was my mentor and the person who I held in highest esteem. And he had a wonderfully rich voice and a great way of describing things. It was essentially a very, very Scottish style. He was very helpful to me in the early part of my career, but a superb commentator. Great communicator, and sadly we lost him a few years ago, but he'll never be forgotten. So radio, I think, is one of these things that will never die. And football to me has always been a sport that can be conveyed extremely effectively on the radio with the right commentator.
Derek, shifting gears a little bit now. The last time we spoke, it was right after we had JP Della Camera on the show, and it was a really interesting conversation that we had with JP, much of which focused around some really kind of intricate analysis of soccer commentary. And JP said something on the show that day that definitely in the Twitter sphere, one that you yourself were a part of and spreading the word about listening to that episode of the show. And if you haven't heard that episode of the show, feel free to go back and check the archives on worldsoccertalk.com as well as TuneIn Radio and check out that episode. We had JP on twice, actually, in the course of 8 days, I believe it was. But one of the quotes that really stood out from JP Della Camera in that episode was that he said an American should call U.S. national team matches. And that was no, he made a point of saying, hey, that's no slight on or Martin Tyler or Derek Ray or anybody, you know, from abroad calling a U.S. match. But he went on to say that he thinks that should kind of be uniform around the world, that a Scotsman should call a Scotland match, that an Englishman should be the one calling an English match, a Cameroonian man should be the one calling a Cameroon match. We could go on and on with this. What did you make of that quote from JP, and where do you stand on that, specifically in regards to the U.S. men's national team?
Well, I've got great respect for JP. I know him very well. I've not seen him an awful lot in the last few years, but you know, he's a commentator right at the top of his game. And I did hear him quite a lot during the Women's World Cup, and it was great to hear his voice again on the air. I maybe differ a little bit on this one. I don't know that you want to be hard and fast about saying a commentator has to come from a particular country in order to broadcast to that country. I mean, after all, America is a country full of immigrants. Now, you know, who's to say that somebody who's been in America 20 years, let's say, he might still have a British accent, but does that make him less American if he's lived there 20, 25, 30 years? So I think we have to be a little bit careful. I can say, for example, as a Scot, that for many World Cups and European Championships, English commentators would cover Scottish games for a Scottish audience. And there might have been some people in Scotland who thought that's not right, it should be a Scottish voice. But people who make decisions would say, no, the best commentator should do the game. And again, who is the best commentator? It's such a subjective business. But somebody somewhere is paid to make that decision. Who is the best commentator? I know, for example, that one of the most popular radio commentators in Argentina is a fellow by the name of Victor Hugo Morales. And, you know, he's somebody who is greatly loved by all Argentinians. Comes from Uruguay, from right across the border, from their great rivals. But he's still a top commentator. So I think that, I think JP's partially right. I think that if in doubt, you probably should have a commentator from that country. He's going to relate with the national team more. He's going to feel it more. But I think there are exceptions to every rule. And I think that if somebody, no matter where they're from, clearly has a way of conveying the special qualities of that national team to the audience in that particular country, then I don't see anything wrong with that person being there. But it's subjective, and you'll probably get a different answer from everyone, no matter who you ask.
Well, another fantastic example for yours truly growing up is Andres Cantor, the famous Spanish language sportscaster who a lot of people associate with the Mexican national team and associate with Mexican soccer with all his work with Telemundo and Univision over the years and the famous goal calls from Andres Cantor. Andres, an Argentinian man who spent much of his life in the United States and has a great affection for the U.S. men's national team and still to this day calls quite a few U.S. matches. So again, it's definitely a very subjective it's very interesting to keep this discussion going, so be sure to let us know your opinion on this on Twitter at NateWST and at World Soccer Talk. We've only got a minute before we got to head to break here, Derek, and we've talked all about the radio. Is there ever a chance that you could get back in to the world of radio? And again, we only got 60 seconds before we got to head to break.
Well, somebody would have to offer me the chance to do it. It is difficult with a very busy schedule. It's something I have thought about maybe 10, 15 years from now. I'm in my late 40s at the moment. I still feel I've got many good television years left inside me. But I would like to think that that someday, you know, maybe that opportunity would come again and I could get back to doing that. But we shall see. You know, I think that to do radio well, I think you have to be doing it all the time. I'm not sure that it's something you can duck in and out of. And the same with television. I think you have to do that all the time to do it well. I think the it's a very rare beast, the commentator who could on a Monday do a radio game and then on a Tuesday do a television game and say to himself or herself, honestly, that they've done the best possible job they can do.
Well, you're welcome on this radio show anytime, and we will continue this radio show on the other side of the break, taking some glorious trips down Champions League and World Cup memory lanes. Derek Ray with us right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. We're back after this on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Your summer going strong with great savings right now at Lowe's. Like $30 off select Project Source vanities, now only $39. Plus, save up to $20 off select paint and primer, stain and sealant, and resurfacers. Don't miss out on summer's biggest savings at Lowe's. Lowe's, never stop improving. Vanity offer valid 7/22 through 8/4. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Paint offer valid 7/22 through 8/17. Valid on 114 through 640 fluid ounce containers only. See store or Lowe's.com for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, Sweet Pea, I'm going to get the 2 for $4 bacon, egg, and cheese for sandwich, dude.
Well, I've never heard that before.
What, Sweet Pea?
No, the way you pronounce croissant.
Oh, my.
Oh my, you love it, or oh my, just give me my breakfast.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. And for more great deals, download the BK app. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Want to be the next great sports announcer? Check out Rabble.tv, where you call the action. You already know more than the guys on TV. It's time to show the world what you can do by sharing your insights and opinions about the sports you love, like football, baseball, basketball, soccer, MMA, wrestling, and more. Everything from the biggest matchups in the world to a game right in your neighborhood. Join other Rabblers who are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. So mute the audio coming from that network guy who never liked your team anyway, and let us hear what you think. Rabble.tv.
Welcome back into World Soccer Talk Radio. My name is Nate Abarea. Another huge thank you to the good folks at Rabble.tv for their continued support of this show. We could not do it without the good folks at Rabble. If you haven't been to Rabble.tv yet, get on over there, see what it's all about. Call a game yourself. Talk about cutting your teeth, getting your reps as a young broadcaster. Rabble TV allows you to do that. You can also go and listen to all sorts of other fantastic broadcasters, talk show hosts, folks who are really making Rabble a lively site and a lively place for all sports fans, not just soccer. Check out the UFC stuff going on Rabble.tv. All you Ronda Rousey fans, head on over to Rabble for all sorts of great discussions and start your own discussion. Start your own talk show. Call your own match. Mute the TV. Turn on Rabble. Get on the cast. Do it up. I love what Rabble stands for. Love having them being a part of the show. Our guest in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio, Derek Ray. He's someone who used to announce games by himself into a tape recorder. He'd mute the TV and talk into a tape recorder. All these years later, that's what Rabble is trying to get going again. Get out there, get your reps. Go to Rabble.tv. Be a part of this thing. Enjoy the Ronda Rousey fight, by the way, all you UFC fans. Back to the soccer world, our guest Derek Ray in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio here with us. And you brought up the Champions League and your time covering the Champions League, your bread and butter for a number of years and your time with ESPN. And you had quite the partnership with one Tommy Smith, another great friend of ours here with World Soccer Talk Radio, a man who has appeared on this show, quite the familiar voice to soccer fans here in the States and abroad, and currently doing his thing with Rodney Marsh, with the Grumpy Pundits. And you and Tommy Smith, again, had quite the partnership and became really a beloved partnership. It was Derek and Tommy for the Champions League for so many American viewers for quite a long time. Describe the experience of calling a match with Tommy Smith and how that partnership really grew into something so special.
Well, first of all, Nate, it's nice that you put it in those terms. And I know that Tommy still hears from a lot of people from the old days, as we like to say, and I do as well. And we get a big kick when people say we enjoyed your partnership. I think with any partnership, whether it's football, whether it's politics, whether it's a marriage, I think that the two people have to sort of complement each other. I don't think they can be 100% the same if it's to work well. And I think that was maybe what happened with, you know, we have we used to for many years here in the UK, have a comedic duo named Morecambe and Wise, Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise. And Eric Morecambe was the funny, outrageous one. Ernie Wise was the sort of the straight down the middle, more subtle one. And I think that with Tommy and me, Tommy was clearly Eric Morecambe and I was Ernie Wise. And that was how it worked. And, I knew that Tommy was going to say more outrageous things than I would. And my job was sort of to take it back and sort of keep it on the serious side of things and let Tommy have his freedom and let Tommy have his opinions and his sometimes daft comments. Knowing that the other half of the partnership had to sort of keep it sometimes football related. So I think we worked very well that way. Obviously, a Scot and an Irishman, we got on very well socially. We had fierce arguments as well. I mean, there were times when we would get into ridiculous arguments about silly things off the air, sometimes even close to those arguments on the air. I would always know when Tommy was cross with me about something I'd said and probably vice versa too. But we did spend a lot of time together and we remain in touch. Obviously, I don't get to see him very much nowadays at all since we live on different continents and several time zones away. But now and again, we email each other and we pick up the phone and compare notes. And I've been on Tommy's show as well. And I'm delighted to know that he's still in broadcasting and, as you said, still very much loved.
Well, the last Champions League final that you guys did for ESPN was in 2009, Barcelona over Manchester United. But we got to go back now. You knew we were going to do this. We're heading back to 2005, May the 25th, 2005, in a city known as Istanbul. Liverpool and AC Milan, arguably the greatest final in Champions League or European Cup history. Derek, when you think back to that day, over 10 years later, tell us, what goes through your mind, sir?
What goes through my mind? Drama, tension, a story that seemed impossible as I was narrating it. I remember just looking at the Bosphorus when we got there a few days ahead of time. We were very lucky, actually. We got there, I think it was probably 5 or 6 days before the final itself, because ESPN were very keen to have us present programs. We had this magnificent set, which I went back with my wife to revisit just a couple of years ago. And it's still, you know, just as splendid as it was. And it was on a rooftop where you had a view of the Blue Mosque and the Hagia Sophia Mosque. So two of the main landmarks, all lit up at night. And we were presenting these programs every night, Tommy Smith, Janusz Michalik, and myself, and just talking about football. And then obviously catching up during the day with all the different football news and when the teams arrived, dealing with the different teams and what was going on in the camps. But I just remember, the one thing that I'll never forget is on that rooftop, I think it was on the Monday night, looking down on Sultanahmet, old Istanbul, and hearing in the distance these Liverpool fans singing their songs. And it was all you could hear. And then a few minutes later, it was the call to prayer, and that was all you could hear then. And then it was back to the Liverpool fans singing their songs. And little did I think at the time that it was going to go down in history as if you said, the greatest Champions League final ever, one of the greatest club matches ever played. But of course, heading towards halftime, I was about to write Tommy Smith a note to say, we picked a dud final to go to, didn't we? Because it looked as though it was probably going to be 5 or 6 nil to Milan. But as we know, Liverpool came back from 3-0 down to make it 3-3, extra time, penalty kicks, and Liverpool prevailed. And I do look back very fondly on the broadcast of that. It's one of those things you can't plan, and most commentators will tell you that. And, you know, when I listened back to it, I'm quite happy with the words that came out of my mouth. I didn't really remember them, you know, until I watched it back. Every few years, I will watch that back because, you know, people ask me, you know, what's your favourite commentary? And that is right up there in my top three, and I think it always will be. And I think it'll be just about impossible to top as a Champions League final.
Well, I shared this story with Tommy Smith when we had him on the show the last time Tommy was on, and I VHS recorded that final, watched it live, and then had the VHS recording back in the bedroom in Watsonville, California. And that summer, during the break from school, I think I fell asleep every night. Darn near every night playing that VHS tape. So it's like I have still to this day, both you and Tommy, the entire commentary, I could just start reciting lines from it. It's so, so glorious. I never get tired of it. That's, of course, because I'm a Liverpool fan. So we move on now to something I really wanted to do here, and that is the name association. We've done this with all the Scottish guests that we've had on this show, whether it's your good friend Mark Donaldson, a few other folks, and we got to do this with you now. And we're doing the Scottish edition of name association. When you hear these names, tell us the first few things that come to mind, and feel free to elaborate as much as you want. We'll start with, fittingly, a Liverpool legend and a proud Scotsman and someone who you worked with and around for a number of years at ESPN. It is one Stevie Nicol. Derek Ray, when you hear the name Stevie Nicol, what comes to mind?
A great guy, smashing company, dry sense of humour, loves life, loves to do things his own way. Sharp football mind, although sometimes you often think that Stevie is maybe holding something back, and I often wonder if that's the Liverpool influence from his younger days. What else do I think of when I think of Stevie? I think about what a terrific footballer he was and what a versatile footballer he was. Won't dwell on the penalty miss in the European Cup final. I won't dwell on that because Liverpool won anyway, so it didn't much matter. But terrific bloke, and proud to call him a friend.
2011, May of 2011 at Buckshaw Stadium in Santa Clara, the San Jose Earthquakes, my beloved MLS side, were hosting the New England Revolution, and I got right near the Revs bench, and I yelled down to Stevie Nicol. I said, "Stevie, Nick Hornby's one of my favorite authors, and you know Fever Pitch couldn't have been written without you." And he turned back, and he just looked at me, and he goes, that was good. That was good. And so Stevie Nichol ended up giving me his Revolution beanie after that game, shared a great conversation with Stevie that night. That was when I first met Stevie Nichol. That's when I knew that the man had one of the most glorious senses of humor in the footballing world. All right, we go now to a man that we brought up a little bit earlier in the show. You knew this man before Fergie time was even a thing. You knew about this guy. You covered this man as a man. Knighthood, before iconic status, Alexander Chapman Ferguson. When you think Sir Alex Ferguson, Derek, as a Scotsman, as an Aberdeen supporter, what do you think of when you hear the name Sir Alex Ferguson?
Well, I think of the great times that he brought Aberdeen, and there's no getting away from that. I mean, he was a hero, remains a hero in Aberdeen for what he did. And I think the thing people have to remember is that he was more than a football manager. He was an ambassador, politician, rolled into one. I mean, he would basically work the city to get behind the club that he was building. And if somebody's interested in what Alex Ferguson did at Aberdeen, just look it up. Just have a look at what he did before Manchester United, and that's why he got the Manchester United job. He broke the mold of Scottish football. He basically smashed the dominance of the two big Glasgow clubs. Now, my own personal experience of him was a bit frightening to begin with, because like most young reporters, I faced him, I feared him, and his bark was every bit as formidable as his bite. And I got chased out of the dressing room area for daring to wait for a Celtic player who I was trying to bring to the interview point in my early days with BBC Scotland. This was his latter days with Aberdeen. But I met him many times after that. He was, generally speaking, very, very nice to me personally, and always remembered that Aberdeen connection. And I think he was like that with Scots. I think he remains that way with Scots, but he was at Manchester United, I think, always very good to Scottish reporters who came down to see him in Manchester. So, are most reporters afraid of Sir Alex Ferguson still? Probably, yes. But what a manager.
All right, in 60 seconds or less, we're going to do the last one here. He could be the man that leads the Scots to the European Championships. Will he be the man that leads the Tartan Army to Paris 2016? When you hear the name Gordon Strachan, what goes through your mind, Derek Ray?
Well, I know Gordon Strachan quite well because we use him regularly on BT Sport. I like Gordon Strachan a lot. He's not what most people think. I think most people think he's this happy-go-lucky chap who's always ready with the one-liner. I think he's actually quite a private guy, and I think he's got a very small group of people who he trusts in football. And but I tell you what, you can't argue with us. His records, and he's doing a wonderful job with Scotland at the moment. And I do hope he's the man who can finally get the national team back to a major tournament for the first time since 1998. It's going to be difficult. He's an Edinburgh man at heart, even though he's lived away from Edinburgh for a long time. But he's got that inner grit, that substance that I think means that everybody respects him. And I can tell you all the Scottish players respect him. And he's a good broadcaster too. And I wonder if he packs in management someday, if he wants to devote all his time to broadcasting, then he could be the best of the best.
Well, still, talk about the one-liners. The most glorious one-liner in football managerial interview history was, I believe it was when Gordon Strachan was with Southampton after a tough loss, and the reporter came up to him and said, "Gordon, do you think we could get a quick word?" And Gordon looked back at the reporter and said, "Yeah, sure. Velocity."
Yeah, heard Ray. That one, and yeah, a few times, but he's calmed down a little bit since then.
Derek Ray on Twitter at RayCom, RAECOMM. And thank you so much for joining us, sir. Always great catching up with you. We'll definitely be keeping in touch. And again, thanks for everything that you offered me back in the day, and continue with your encouragement of this show and with my work. It really means the world, sir. Thanks again.
No, great to hear you thriving, Nate, and good luck with your future endeavors. We'll speak soon.
Absolutely. Again, that was Derek Ray, a true legend of the soccer microphone. Back to close this thing out on the other side of the break. We're talking about that World Soccer Talk Radio Guest 11. I promised a strike force to be reckoned with. Oh, it's glorious. We'll tell you all about it on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984. And has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Another huge thank you to Derek Ray for joining us in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. We are taking the express train home. I teased this in the opening, and check it out on Twitter. I'm telling you, this thing's going to be the hottest thing trending all over Twitter today. Well, we'll see if we can get it there. The World Soccer Talk Radio Guest 11. We are officially 4 months deep with World Soccer Talk Radio. We have been doing this show for four solid months now. We have had some amazing guests on this show, many of whom are current and former soccer players. And I'm putting together the World Soccer Talk Radio Guest 11. I am the manager, and I want to attack. I want to play beautiful football. We're running a 3-4-3. We've got Tony Meola in goal. The rules here, of course, these guys, you had to have appeared on World Soccer Talk Radio to be a part of this team. Three-man back line. Oh, listen to this one. Brian Dunseth, Jay DeMeritt, and Ian Joy. Midfield, I have damn near nothing. I have Thomas Rongen as a center attacking mid. I'm running a four-man diamond midfield. Thomas Rongen as the creative center attacking midfielder. I still need three midfielders. So if you're a midfielder, come on the show, and then we'll get you on the World Soccer Talk Radio Guest 11. Oh, my goodness, though. This three-man strike force is a strike force to be reckoned with. You ready for this one? Taylor Twellman, Brian McBride, and Eric Winalda. USA all the way. Twellman, McBride, and Winalda up front. We're scoring first. We're scoring last. We're scoring all the time. We'll score more than you. World Soccer Talk Radio Guest 11. Let me know your take on Twitter at NateWSD. My name's Nate Abarea, signing off for the gaffer Christopher Harrison, the producer Scott Cuddy in San Francisco. Have a great footballing weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. Cheers.